write a ministry profile. So how do you do that? Why is it important? Why do people need to know how God has saved you? Here's what I've learned over the years. My witness, my story, my narrative has been used by God in a powerful way to save the lives of many. So let's look at a ministry profile. So what is a profile? A ministry profile? It is a witness to who you are at your soul awareness level. 2 Corinthians 4:6. For God who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. The light of the knowledge of the glory of God. That's soul awareness. That we live our life, God shows up with his grace in a powerful way, and now we know in our heart the knowledge of the glory of God, and it changes everything. And people want to see that in you. So a written profile, I call it a soul awareness, that it deals with how you see yourself in a relationship to God, to your salvation, to your calling into ministry, and why you are here studying ministry training. If you go on to get minister credentials, what's that calling all about? All of that is what your ministry profile entails. In the early church, I'm always amazed about how these early Christians shared their narratives. Here's one where the Apostle Paul is before King Agrippa, and we read in Acts 26, verse 12 to 14, on one of these journeys, I was going to Damascus, and with the authority of the commission of the chief priests, about noon, O king, I was on the road. I saw light from heaven brighter than the sun blazing around me and my companions. We all fell on the ground, and I heard a voice saying to me in Aramaic, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? It is hard for you to kick against the goads. Here's a guy who is actively persecuting Christians, running them down and arresting them with letters from the chief priests. And the Lord shows up. I believe that's many of your stories, my stories. Here, we have been set against God. We're going our own way. And the Lord shows up. And changes us. Delivers us. And it is through that process of delivery and calling that our testimonies, that our awareness, our soul awareness comes to other people, and they see this. And I notice that a testimony is so powerful. Yes, good biblical training, theology, ministry training, very important. But a testimony often opens the door at levels that just intellectual argument cannot open doors like a powerful testimony. Because you know something, when God shows up, that is the glory of God. It's not just talking about God. It's about God himself, where when we share the Bible, we know in our heart it is the truth about God from God, because God showed up in our own life. So let's talk about the testimony itself. Well, some bioinformation as it relates to, let's talk about some of these things. Share your journey as a fallen human to let people know where you are or your ministry has come from. What were you saved from in life? And I often find, too, that however God saved you is often the seed of your very calling. And then the next question is, share how you were saved. That's very powerful. I mean, Paul, before the king, a light from heaven shone, you know, and knocked us on the ground. And then Paul shares his whole testimony about how he was called into ministry. Share how you were called into ministry. Or share even how you are exploring your call into ministry. Share, in other words, your heartfelt story. Transparency is helpful, but with moderation, be careful of your safety. You know, a good testimony won't go into every single detail, but will give enough details to show, not just tell, that God has saved you. Let's talk next about uploading a quality picture. I like to call it a people smart photo, good lighting, smile, positive dress, updating occasionally. And I always remember this, that no picture brings less trust. If people are seeing your profile, let's say you go on to be a minister with a minister credential, and now you're on the Christian Leaders Alliance minister site. I just noticed, or let's say you're asked to be a weighing officiant, a picture with a profile is extremely effective, and a profile without a picture is not as effective. So I guess enough said there. Security threats, let's talk about that. There are some places on earth where personal or national bullying or persecution can occur, and we have a way in which your profile is not seen whatsoever, and you can actually click a box in the profile section and remove your profile from being seen on our system. Maybe you have domestic safety issues. By all means, be safe, or there might be another reason. I want to end by saying your profile is a sermon. The world hides in the bushes in shame, but the light of Christ shines for all to see God's grace and His work in our lives. Remember to be an open book when possible. Your profile tells a story. So as you share this self-soul awareness witness, I pray that God will give you insights as to what you are to share and how you are to share it. Remember to proofread, to have a sloppy, poorly written profile with typos, reflects poorly on your story. And so be very careful to check your grammar. For many of you, you can get a free Grammarly account if you have like a Safari browser, and there's other browsers that have apps where you can, you know, get a proofreading grammar program just free. By all means, utilize those tools. And even in your journey here at Christian Leaders, if you're in the college, you know, always make sure to proofread stuff. But in the profile, it's very important. Yes, there could be a typo here and there, but to really get your language grammatically correct as much as possible is very, very important. So I do pray that God blesses you as you develop your ministry profile.